Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today our show is all about kids, los muchachitos. In California, there are thousands of indigenous Mexican children who speak very little English or Spanish. From the farming town of Watsonville, California, Rowan Moore Garrity reports on a creative approach some teachers are taking to make their schools more welcoming to those whose mother tongue isn't Spanish.
In a first grade classroom at Ohlone Elementary School, George Feldman has his students say greetings in English, Spanish, and Chinese.
Okay, so go ahead in Chinese.
But when Feldman asks them to say good morning in Mixteco, an indigenous language spoken in southern Mexico, he gets silence and giggles instead.
What about in Mixteco? Usually I start you out. I say, Tanikundo Navali. And then you say, Yeah.
Feldman says even that is an improvement.
It took us probably 6 months to get the first kids to correct my horrible Mixtec accent on reading or doing anything from a phrase book.
In the last 10 years, the number of Mixteco speakers in California schools has jumped from 600 to more than 2,000. Many Mixtec families are drawn to California's Central Coast for work in the strawberry and blackberry fields. Here in Watsonville, there are more than 300 Mixtec students. But you'd never know it from the curriculum.
One of the most basic steps is to fundamentally acknowledge that the kids are there. And in many ways, we're just getting to that point.
The local school district has just one employee that speaks Mixteco. That's language liaison Natalia Gracita Cruz. She visits Feldman's classroom once a week. Today, seated around a low table, Gracita Cruz helps students match written numbers to the sounds that go with them, in English, Spanish, and in Mixteco. Since they're learning three languages at once, she says, she tries to keep them from getting lost in the middle. Then there's another challenge. There are no school books to help Gracita Cruz and Feldman with their trilingual teaching. So they wrote one. It's called I Am Proud of My Family. Their first grade students are just beginning to read it.
I am Mixteco and my family is part of California.
Beside the trilingual text are snapshots of life among Mixtec farm workers in California. Packing zucchinis, sorting onions, watering a home garden.
I am really trying to intentionally say, you're in school now, and where you came from has a place here.
Feldman says that's not always clear. He says some Mixtec families don't acknowledge their heritage outside the home.
There is a hidden identity where if kids are from Mexico in your class, you automatically assume they speak Spanish.
Lala.
Leonora is a Mixtec mother with two children in Watsonville Public Schools. In kindergarten, her daughter experienced that hidden identity firsthand.
Las enfermeras de la escuela.
The school nurses gave her hearing exams in English and Spanish, Leonora says. But her daughter didn't understand them well enough to answer, so they thought she was deaf. Growing up in Tijuana, Leonor remembers being teased for her indigenous roots. Now she sees the same attitude among Mixtec parents in Watsonville.
Hay muchos que nos dicen, no les da vergüenza hablar Mixteco en la tienda.
A lot of my friends, she says, tell me not to bring them shame by speaking Mixteco in the stores around town. And she says it's rare for Mixtec parents in Watsonville to teach their children Mixteco the way she does. Already, Leonor sees signs of prejudice when she picks her daughter up from school. I think the kids bully her, she says. She doesn't like to speak Mixteco with us. And when we go to meetings at school, she hides. She won't look us in the eye. The Mixteco book aims to counteract some of that embarrassment. But Feldman insists it's just a beginning.
Later on, we're going to get Mixtec voices. Mixtec inclusion, their stories, their past, their histories. I'm haranguing these kids because someday they are going to be the ones who provide that.
For Latino USA, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Watsonville, California.